Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good night, depending on what time you listen to this show. It's a Saturday morning here. You know what? I just realized. This is Radio Law Talk. Todd Kunin sitting in for Fred Penny, who's on assignment. To my right is Denise Dirks in the usual position and place of prominence and, I got to admit, authority. And that authority is often displayed by the utter look of utter contempt that happens often when I use my
it's either contempt, Todd, or,
Oh, really?
It's a look of disgust or a look that says, really, you went there.
Yeah,
exactly. And he does.
How are you doing, Denise?
I'm doing really well.
Outstanding.
Yes.
Like a farmer in her field. Okay, so outstanding like a farmer.
Yes.
And the first look of contempt comes my way a mere 2 minutes into the show. Behind the glass, Cal Hunter. Cal, how are you?
Fine. I was slow on the I didn't realize we were doing the outstanding in the field joke again, or I could have been ready.
Well, you know, okay, we'll dock you 2 demerits.
Or crickets.
I could have crickets, something like that.
Yeah, everything is well today. Nice trip down. Beautiful morning here in Northern California. Another beautiful and cool, not too hot, which, you know, it gets pretty warm here. But it was just such a gorgeous morning today. I every once in a while, when I make that drive, I have to say, how blessed am I? I get to go up and down this beautiful highway looking at all of this wonderful stuff around me. And I know it's a moment, you know, when you go, well, that's okay if you like that kind of thing. But I do,
yeah, you know,
feel very blessed.
Here's something that, I was born and raised in California, went to college in Utah, went to law school in Southern California. So I've been pretty much a West Coast person. But for a year back in the around 06 to 07, I lived in the great state of Tennessee, Northeast Tennessee,
yeah,
Sullivan County, and I was a DA there. And this is one of the first things that I noticed about Tennessee that I had gotten so accustomed to things out here in California, but it was how blue the sky was.
Yeah,
it was amazing. I mean, it's just a rich blue. I'm looking out the window right now, and I mean, it's a light blue, kind of powder blue.
We have a little haziness to deal with most of the time. Or yeah. Because we're a little farther away from the sun than Tennessee.
but just Tennessee, it was just, oh my gosh, so beautiful. And then what they said?
And then Denise Dirks walks in the room. Speaking of beautiful, we just go, oh,
I know,
look at that.
Wow.
Oh, no, I know, I stretch for
my
that.
My eyes are rolling.
I had to put on the sunglasses, you know, to, oh, avert your eyes. I take off my shoes because I'm standing on holy ground that Denise is now in. So.
No, in Tennessee, they don't really have, like fences to fence people in. And they
nope.
have beautiful brick buildings. And it's kind of amazing.
And you know, the other thing I noticed in California, so my former spouse was in the home building industry, and it was like amazing how many homes they would try to fit on 1 acre. In
oh
California.
Yeah, just squeeze them in, put the postage stamps, put as many as you can in the right hand corner of the letter.
Right, yeah, right, yeah, right. You know, Tennessee. Yeah, well, we got a house on a little bit of land, just a tiny bit of land. Really, how much? 2/3 of an acre. It's not much. Like, oh my gosh, I mean these houses, these huge yards, and I loved it out there. It was awesome. It was awesome. But the thing that I noticed was, I say good morning, even people that are listening to us live, that isn't always a correct statement. We've got some folks in the Eastern time zone,
right,
where it is right now 10 after 12. So good afternoon to you folks, technically.
And other stations delay us and play us back when they darn well feel like
that's,
it. But remember,
true.
You can hear us live every Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific. How's that for sneaking in a plug? Every Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific, live at RadioLawTalk.com.
And if you're listening and you're listening on a station that doesn't carry us all 3 hours, and you want to continue the discussion, hop over to RadioLawTalk.com and finish out listening to the rest of the live show. So we got your bases covered.
We have podcasts there, too.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Huh? Yeah.
So if you missed a show, you can go back and listen to last week's show if you happen to miss it because something, you know, catastrophic happened to the radio station, you weren't able to listen.
Or they play a baseball game, or they...
You know, that could happen.
They sign up for daytime listening hours.
Folks on Radio Law...
My first station was a daytimer. We were on at sunrise, off every local sunset, sit there, flip the switch on and off. Yeah, it was fun. Kind of cool.
Nice. RadioLawTalk.com is the website, and if you're listening, remember that this show, our little disclaimer here, we are not giving specific legal advice to anyone. We talk about general topics of law. We will cite some cases and do things, but it is not our intention to give anybody specific legal advice as to their specific issue. We welcome calls. We love to talk about things, but we won't give specific advice. If you have a legal issue that you need to discuss, the only advice that I would give is contact an attorney of your choice. Take advantage of the attorney-client privilege and do that way. Don't rely on what we say.
But we are glad to answer general questions.
Absolutely. Sure. Absolutely. General question. Will the sun rise tomorrow? In our opinion.
Generally.
We'll give the lawyer answer. Will the sun rise tomorrow? Well, that depends.
Yeah.
If it exists, it will. If it doesn't, it won't. Okay, that's a lawyer answer. Right, Denise?
It depends.
Or what the meaning of rise means. What do you mean? When you say sunrise, can you...
You know, I'm telling you, we still need to get a sponsor for some of those...
I'm going to get the look,
but we need to get a sponsor for the adult undergarments. So that we can say this answer brought to you by insert name here. Well, I'll say it depends.
Well, I think they were approached and they listened to the show and said, no, that's okay.
They said, no.
So they kind of fit pretty well with our undergarments.
Yes, they
fit. That's good. Fit's important.
That could be. Well, quite frankly, I'm just not even going to go.
Todd, give us our top three. What are we going to be talking
about?
Well,
you know, we're going to talk about some topics today dealing with what victims go through, what it means to be a victim and the scope of what it means to be a victim in a criminal case. We're going to talk about sometimes evidence that comes up in a criminal trial, where the average person might look at it and scratch your head and go, well that seems kind of stupid. But then when you peel the onion, you realize why that was such an important topic and a key thing for that. We're going to talk about what can happen in a divorce and how assets can be divided. Maybe agreements that previously were agreed to might need to be readdressed. And we got cases that are from the headlines today that sort of go to those topics and other topics as they come up, jurors and what they go through and things like that. But I'll tell you, one of the reasons people clue in a lot is for case or no case. That's why they tune in. Cal, what do you want? What's your pleasure?
I'm just going to tease you. I'm going to tell you that our first case or no case deals with the case of the greedy bear. Remember the old book, The Greedy Bears, used to read to your kids? Well, this is Greedy Bear Kids, case of the greedy bear children, coming up on Case or No Case next segment.
All right, so here's what we'll do. I'll set up case or no case for you. For those that are listening for the first time or have tuned back in, case or no case is where Cal, our illustrious producer, has done his crack research. He has either done research on an actual case or he has just gone straight to the I'm going to make it up file.
Or research on the toilet, yes. But yes, research in the library or on the John. Either way, there's serious research going on here.
And he presents a case to us, the panel. We're missing Fred today, but normally it's the three of us. And we have to decide whether A... is what has what Cal told us, is it really from an actual case, something that resulted in a case, and we have to give an opinion as to which party prevailed in that. Or the third option is we say, no, it's not a case, you're trying to pull the wool over our eyes, and we do it for points here, and, you know, the three of us, whoever wins gets taken to dinner by the other two. We still owe Fred dinner. That might take a while.
Maybe you can bring back a cow and we can get started the hard way.
That would be moving. All right, Cal. So we're coming up on our first break here. We're going to step away, and don't you go away. We'll be back for Case or No Case after these messages.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station in many cases, and in other cases on RadioLawTalk.com. And either way, we welcome you and thank you for turning us on. We'll be back.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
This portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. For more information, go to StraussNaturals.com. That's Strauss, StraussNaturals.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and is clean at Quick Quick Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick 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 Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Boys are weird. That's true.
Radio Law Talk can be heard on RadioLawTalk.com from 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday. That's RadioLawTalk.com. Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
All right. Welcome back to Radio Law Talk, Mr. Calvin Hunter.
Yes.
Calvin Hunter behind the glass is going to try to stump me and Denise and my is that grammatical? He's going to try to stump me and Denise. Yes, because if we took Denise out, it would still be. He's going to try to stump me. and
now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Okay, here we go. Now to Elmira, New York for Case or No Case. Trevor Jablonski was his mother's favorite. The only one of his farm-raised siblings to leave home, go to school, get a job, and stay away from home. His three siblings, Mike, Carol, and Ruth, all drifted back home to the 800-acre farm after a brief try at seeking their fortunes. They told Trevor they were caretaking for Mom, who worked the garden, took care of herself rather well up into her 90s, but one day, you know, sad story, Mom fell, broke a hip. Sadly, bad things followed, and she passed away. She left the house to all of them, but Mike, Carol, and Ruth just stayed there. When the taxes came due, they told Trevor he'd better pay them right now or they would pay them and just file a deed to the house and stay there, cheating the only honest one of the bunch out of his inheritance worth altogether about $2 million, what with the farmland and all. Trevor said he couldn't do that, but since they were staying, they should pay the tax and buy him out or move out or sell the place so they could all get their fourth. They refused to do that, and said they're just going to stay. In fact, they said, Trevor, we're going to go see a lawyer to see if we have a case or no case. Denise, how would you like to start today? Case or no case, and outcome, if you please.
Well, I think I'd like to start by passing it off to...
I don't think we have a pass rule in here, but we could do it.
The judges say that is not an appropriate option.
Right. What do you think, Denise?
Well, you know what? Unfortunately, this does happen a lot with families.
Yes.
They tend to become ugly upon death. That's really what my experience has been, too. So I would say that it could be a true scenario because there is a period of time, at least in California, and I do think it's similar in many states. That's where it takes a year for them to probate a will.
Mm-hmm.
And here you didn't talk about there being a will,
didn't talk,
but
she,
there was an assumption that they were each.
Well, we said we left the house to the kids. She left the property to the kids.
So
I don't know whether that
will.
Was by will or probate. I'm just presuming. Yes.
Okay, and they would each get an equal share if that's what she intended, and it does take a year to probate a will. So I'm going to say that that this is a case, and that they have to divide it equally.
All right, Mr. Cunin, case or no case? The case of the greedy bear kids and the one good kid who wanted to do the right thing by his mom, and all that happens is the greedy bear kids don't lose greed after mommy dies.
Well,
and you know, yeah, right.
Well, so the question here is, if it's a case,
yeah.
Okay, the lawsuit is the greedy bear kids suing the one good kid to force him to pony up cash? I'm unclear as to...
Yes, and the other kid's response to that suit saying, why don't you just sell and we all take our money and walk away.
Got it. So our parties, theoretically, would be the jerk kids on one side and the good kid on
the greedy bears versus the good kid.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
See, now listen, folks. I know we don't give advice, but I'm just going to say, generally speaking, there are two ways to avoid this type of conflict upon your demise amongst your children. All right. One is to leave a very detailed will or instructions as to who gets what and who's responsible for what. That is one. The other is to die completely penniless, for which there is nothing to fight over.
Do you hear that, kids? That's what my kids have to look forward to.
I'm telling you, I am employing the latter of those two options.
Right.
I am well on my way.
Oh, there's
okay.
Another. Wait, you left out one.
What's that?
Yeah, it's trust.
Make sure your children predecease you.
Well, there you go.
Infanticide.
Yes. Well, you know, I don't want you guys fighting over my assets, so bang, bang,
right.
Bang.
Now, okay. What important about the trusting? A lot of people ask about that, and I just don't know enough about it to...
About trust?
About trust.
Is that an option in a case
yes.
Like this?
Let me tell you something, Cal.
Yeah.
We have a topic coming up about trusts and Bill and Melinda Gates. We're going to get into that. So save that question, and that will come up in this thing. So here's what I'm going to do, Cal. I'm going to throw you a bone.
Okay, do that.
Okay. Because one thing we didn't say when we were setting up case or no case is that if Cal is able to stump both of us, if Cal's able to stump everybody in the panel, then he gets points.
Three.
Okay.
Three. I only get three.
Yeah.
How many
points.
Do I have now? Nine?
You have 10.
Yay.
So
you have 10.
So here's the thing. I could be a jerk
and
say no case, which would immediately make it so Cal couldn't get any points. But I'm not going to do that.
You wouldn't do that.
I'm going to say that this is a case. And I'll say that it is a case. And unfortunately, the good brother, the one who did everything right, loses. He ends up having to pay the others, the being responsible for the tax liability, because his name is still on it, and he's still, even though he's not living there.
Hmm. You know, if that's kind of a good response, because if they're all equal owners to it,
right,
then they would all have to put in equal shares to it, and the greedy kids get to live there for pretty much for free.
Well,
one year at least.
Would you know? Oh, until long that's resolved, because I would think they would at least offer to pay the other kid, you know, a quarter of market value for rent as long as they stay there, wouldn't they? I mean, would that not be a decent thing to do?
It depends on the state law, but yeah.
Yeah. And also how creepy your brothers and sisters are.
Which can be very odd. But what happened? What's going on?
Well, let me tell you what happened. If you'd like me to tell you now, I will do that because we have... Yeah, I can do that now. These things are apparently common. Trevor prevailed in court. Mike, Carol, and Ruth had to move out. The house was appraised and sold, and they all got their money, and they all moved on. And that...
So Denise got 2 points on that one.
Is that right, Denise?
Yep.
She gets 2, I get 1, and I get 1
and
because
I
tried to do the benevolent thing.
You're doing a solid, and it didn't do you any good.
Well, do I get charity points for trying to be benevolent?
Yes, I'll give you a piece of gum in the break.
Okay. Folks, stick with us. Hopefully it's not the one that you're chewing on right now.
Well, I didn't specify.
Okay. Come back after the break, folks. It's a little longer break here at the bottom of the hour, but come back. We're going to talk about Bill and Melinda Gates and trusts, or lack thereof.
Stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talk coming right up right here on RadioLawTalk.com and on many local radio stations to whom we are grateful. Stay tuned. We'll be back. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-451-1124. 800-451-1124. That's 800-451-1124.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about $1 to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
America reporting fewer COVID cases, but some still reluctant to take off their masks.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying yesterday, returning to normal won't be easy for everyone.
For 16 months, we've been saying that it's important to wear these masks to protect yourselves. And now what we're saying is it's going to be hard to get back to you know, life as we knew it without these masks. And we're going to do so dipping our toe in the water and having everybody move at their own pace.
The seven-day average of daily new cases down Friday to under 30,000. That's the lowest in almost a year. Closer, but not close enough, apparently. President Biden lowering the cost of his infrastructure plan yesterday to less than $2 trillion, but it's still about $1 trillion higher than the Republican plan. The two sides also disagree on funding sources. Biden wants to tax those making over $400,000. The GOP wants to hike the gas tax. This is USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Radio Lotta. I like that show.
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. info@radiolawtalk.com.
You know, it's always interesting when I start off a segment saying, you know, because you know you're going to get some sort of long-winded story. It's not going to be long-winded, trust me. When I was in college, I'll be the first to admit I changed my major more than once. I had no idea what I wanted to do. I was all over the map. And I was envious of those people that knew from the time they were in high school they had an interest and they wanted to do this. They were focused on something. You know, for me, you know, I was in high school in the 80s, and, you know, the folks in the late 70s and the 80s that knew about these dang things called computers, and they were super focused and could see the future and they were responsible for creating that was great. And I wonder about guys like Steve Jobs and, more importantly, Bill Gates. And I wonder if when he was thinking about, oh, my gosh, how, well, IBM just told me that I can have all the software because they think the money's in hardware. Mistake.
Right.
I wonder if it was even a blip on his radar.
Well, I have a question about Bill Gates.
Let me finish this.
I want to hear this because this is serious. Yeah.
Well, I wonder if it was even a blip on the Bill Gates future radar of his future that at some point in time he was going to haggle with a person he didn't even know at the time, but a future spouse, over how his $130 billion fortune was going to be apportioned.
And yet the question comes up off of that. Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, the wealthiest men in the world, if they can't keep their wives happy with all of that money laying around, what's it going to take? And Denise Dirks would probably know that. But isn't that the question?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Just quickly on that, I would say they had all the money. One thing we don't know from all that is how much time they actually spend together. Because I think that might be an answer to your question, right? But Denise.
Could not.
Denise would know about the splitting of assets and things like that. We're not.
Yeah, I don't know how much time they actually spend together.
No, I mean, you would know about the things that cause people to break up and therefore the antithesis of which would cause them to stay together, maybe.
You know, the interesting thing is the rumors or whatever, and they're pretty much out there in writing, are that they had an open marriage. And that's not something that's unusual. And so I felt like, you know, the way things are going on.
And you're talking about, because Cal brought up Jeff Bezos, and you're talking about Bill and Melinda Gates.
Yes.
Yes. So this is the Bill and Melinda Gates. And if you've been living
Jeff
under
Jeff Bezos had an open marriage, but his wife just didn't know it.
Well, yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Open and notorious.
Yeah. So we're talking about Bill and Melinda Gates, who just recently announced that their marriage is they're in the process of negotiating the end of their nuptialness. They're unnuptials, but so talk to me, Denise. Go on.
Well, it seems like, you know, when they got married, Bill already had certain assets, right?
Yes, he did.
We don't really know what they were right now because a lot of things. Washington State is a community property division type state. And so it does matter when the property is acquired. That is important. If it's prior to marriage, then it could potentially remain separate property. If it's after the marriage, it's going to be presumed to be community property.
So I'm going to ask the stupid question here because I always get this mixed up here. Even though I'm a lawyer and even though I have gone through a divorce and done and taken all this stuff, just so that we understand here. Separate property. The question here is who's entitled to what at the time of divorce? And if there is money or property that has been designated or deemed to be, quote, community property, then it is subject to an equal division among the spouses, correct?
Correct.
If it as an individual's separate property or thought of as that, then that is not subject necessarily to division. Although some things might arise, they might have to pay back the community if money was taken out or whatever. But essentially, separate property is your own. Community property is subject to a split, right?
Right.
Okay. Keep going.
So with regard to Bill Gates, I've been trying to research this to find out exactly what did he have when he married Melinda. And it looks like he might have had a significant asset or estate himself prior to marrying.
They got married in 92, right?
Yes.
Okay. So in 92, Microsoft had been it was going pretty – it had been fairly established by 90.
He was still trying to overturn the $500 million conundrum, how to flip his revenue to a certain amount of money. He knew he'd scale, and he'd keep scaling and scaling, but he was trying to find different ways to get up to that $500 million mark.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's what Melinda actually helped him with.
Right.
But he owned real estate prior to the marriage. So there's Gates real estate holdings, for example, that are probably still his separate property, but they may be have a community interest in him to the extent that during the marriage he used his own property, his own income to pay on it. Because income during the marriage is community. It's not separate unless there's a prenuptial agreement, which we know they didn't have.
So if I'm going to ask the stupid question here to make sure. Let's say, for the sake of arguments, add as many zeros to this figure as you think is applicable to Bill Gates. But let's say that he had a salary of $100,000 a year from Microsoft Corporation in 1991 before he got married. And the salary up to then, that $100,000 a year would be his separate property. Let's say he gets married January 1, 1992, and makes $100,000 in 1992. That $100,000 now would be community property, 50% of which would be her, she would be entitled to, and 50% he would be entitled to. Now, if he had his separate property, like a house, and he was using his community property income to make the payments on that separate property house, am I correct that the community property amount would have to be reimbursed?
Yes, to a certain extent. And there's some complex formulas depending on the state, but it would be basically in California, it would be the reimbursement is to the extent of the pay down in principal plus some gain gained in equity, if you will. So it's kind of a little bit complicated, but at the same time, it still does not mean that it changes the character from community to separate.
Yes. And
or separate to community, excuse me.
And I would imagine, and I think this is probably just a general rule of thumb, if you look at your property holdings list, for every time you increase the number of properties that are held, and for every zero you add to your income and asset, the more complicated this whole thing is going to be in a divorce.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Unless you've done a really good job of not commingling, keeping things separate and distinct, and only mingling that portion of your income that goes directly into community assets.
Yeah. And so what's going on with Bill and Melinda now? I say Bill and Melinda like I know them. You know, like, oh, yeah, well, they were over for hot dogs last weekend. But no. So what's going on with them now is that they're – look, when they announced that they were splitting up, this wasn't a, and we've got all the I's dotted, T's crossed, leave us alone while we just take a couple of weeks to finish this off. This is getting to be somewhat contentious, it appears.
They actually had a marital separation agreement when they announced that they were going to separate and become divorced. And so they had negotiated as early as 2019, is my understanding, before they came to this disclosure to the public. But it doesn't mean that there's not still some wiggle room or some other things that can happen. And apparently there is still negotiations going on to divide a little bit more of the assets, not necessarily to Melinda Gates, but to Bill and Melinda's children.
So what's going on? So Bill Gates, essentially his portfolio altogether worth about $130 billion. That's billion with a B, folks. If you took a billion $1 bills and laid them end to end, you'd circumnavigate the globe like eight times. All right. So $130 billion, right? What's the issue that's come up with Melinda at this point?
Well, the issue that's come up is that Bill has agreed only to give his children only, you know, $10 million each.
How will they get by?
Cheapskate.
Right. And so and he's doing it by way of inheritance, which means it's not going to go right now to the children, who are all adults, I do believe, at this point. But it is going to go to them through an inheritance system, and once there's a passing.
They're
going
to wait for him to die to get that dough?
Wow. I think so. Pretty sure that that's what's going on. And Bill also kind of made some comments about he was going to leave the primary estate to charity.
Yeah, $130 billion. His three kids get collectively $30 million, and then the rest goes to charity. That's the way it was said. Folks, we're going to talk about this more when we come back from the break, because this is just too rich. Well, maybe I shouldn't use that term.
Do you think he sees how money has affected people's lives, being hanging around all the mega-rich people that he has his whole life, and maybe he said, maybe this isn't the best thing for me to just give him free money.
You know what?
I think there's a difference of opinion between him and Melinda, obviously.
Yeah, but Denise, you're looking at a number there that I like. What do you?
Yeah, hey, call us, 855-529-7234. Or tweet us at Radio Law Talk.
We really love to hear what you think about Bill and Melinda Gates, what they're going through right now, and inheritance. If you have any questions or comments you'd like to make, feel free to call. The next little bit, we'll get you on the air.
Stay tuned. You're listening to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on many local radio stations. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813.
813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
36.
Boys are weird. Oh, stop it.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
We're back here on Radio Law Talk talking about the community property, separate property, divorce, and specifically the Bill and Melinda Gates situation. Again, if you want to chime in, if you want to call and give us your opinion, 855 Law Radio. That's 855-529-7234. And you know, we hear the phone ringing. Even if you want to voice an opinion, but you don't want to be on the air, just call in and tell the call screener what you have to say, and that'll be conveyed to us on the air. We can talk about it.
Which, by the way, happens most of the time, unless you're really good. If you've got something really good, you can make my cut.
Yes.
But it's not just easy to get on Radio Law Talk. You've got to make the cut.
You've got to make the cut. And, yeah. And Cal has a keen eye or ear.
Ears, yes.
But Denise, so when we left here, $130 billion in, you know, essentially Bill Gates' portfolio, you know, the amount, and he and Melinda, they had the Bill Gates Foundation, but, you know, collectively $130 billion, they're getting a divorce, and Bill Gates previously has said, yeah, each one of my three kids is going to get $10 million. But that's it. Everything else going to charity. And Melinda, it appears, we're reading the tea leaves here, but it appears that Melinda may have issues with that. What has come up that has caused us to think that the way in which the trust is set up and how assets are going to be dispersed may be called into question. There's a little anomaly here. What is it?
Well, I'm not sure that there's a trust involved, but they do have trust attorneys that are involved.
Yes.
And because of the Melinda now is being represented with associated counsel that involve very high-powered trust attorneys, their clients included Michael Bloomberg, Ivana Trump, I mean, all over the place. They're very, very, very high-powered attorneys. And it does indicate or at least signal that Melinda is trying to negotiate something better for her kids and getting more money from them. And, you know, when you think of the scope of it, $130 billion and only giving three of their kids $10 million each, that really is a very small drop in the bucket.
Exactly. I mean, it is minuscule. Minuscule. I first learned how minuscule it was. I remember it was 8 or 9 years ago, something like that, when the Congress tried to make budget cuts to get down the budget to cut down the deficit, and they're talking about, hey, we lopped off $400 million. Everybody's like, yeah, that's a great, that's a lot. And then somebody came in and said, okay, let's see what $400 million is compared to a deficit that is ranging in the billions. And it's like, oh, it looks great, but really not that much. Not going to put a big dent there. The one thing that I was thinking here about the fact that the trust attorneys were brought in that was a little different, I think it's raising a few eyebrows, is, and I would defer to your experience, because this isn't Denise's wheelhouse. She's a family law attorney, and she handles these type cases, but one thing that I saw pointed out was typically in the filings for divorce, when you have counsel representation and you put those in legal filing, who's representing whom in the divorce, the thing that was interesting is they named the trust attorneys in the legal filings.
That's right.
Which was a little different. Normally it's just the attorneys that are handling the divorce, but to name the trust attorneys in the legal filings caused some people to...
Right. I mean, really, it was associated counsel that are, in fact, very high-powered trust attorneys. So it does signal that something is in the works that's going to require pretty significant and maybe complicated trust dealings.
Now look. If I am Bill Gates, I'm going to put on my
oh, that's a good one.
If I'm Bill Gates, if I all of a sudden became Bill Gates, the first thing that I would do is I'd look up this wingnut named Todd Kuhnen and just offer to wipe out his entire debt portfolio.
And say, Todd, how would you like $10 million upon my passing?
How would you like? Hey, well, upon your passing, well, fine. Eat all the beans you want. I should be getting that at about 10 o'clock. So, his death. Sorry, my bad. Anyway, so if I was Bill Gates, I think my first argument would be, hold on, Melinda. If we have this money, right, and let's assume that we don't have a trust where everything is supposed to go, then I said I wanted to leave $10 million to each of my kids. And if you are unhappy with the amount of money they're getting, assuming that this $130 billion gets split in the divorce and you walk away with your $65 billion, fine, if you want them to get more money, go ahead and give them part of your $65 billion, but don't tell me what I got to do with my half. I could see him saying that. I don't know if that argument would work.
And you've heard that kind of thing, haven't you, Denise?
I have all the time, and it's absolutely true. You do not have a duty to leave anything to your children. You don't have a duty to support them after they emancipate, they become 18 years old and no longer in high school. And the telling thing here is that Melinda Gates and Bill Gates, they announced that they were going to be separating just after their youngest turned 18 and became an adult. So I know that there was a kind of a protective measure that Melinda was acting on behalf of her children, not to make this something that was going to, you know, impact her children, to make a less impact on her children, let them become adults. But in addition, there's an Epstein, a Jeffrey Epstein connection here, which is rather interesting.
That one.
That's a new turn, huh?
See, yeah, we've covered the Epstein case, and this. Look, so there's a lot of questions as to why now? Why are they divorcing now after all these years? And this topic Denise has brought up moves away from how the assets are going to be distributed and may speak more to why they're even having to go down this road and what is it?
Well, I think, I mean, this is what the what is being told out in the press is that in 2013, when Bill Gates met Jeffrey Epstein, he actually took a flight with him on Epstein's private jet. And, you know, that's been a really a source of contention for a lot of people. And, in fact, the DA's were looking in and actually subpoenaing records for who was on those flights on that private jet. And I think Melinda was really upset with Bill about that. Now, Bill did not invest in anything with Epstein. He doesn't, you know, have any ownership of any investments with Epstein. And he's made clear that there's a clear separation, that he just maybe, you know, had met the guy and did, you know, one or two things with the guy.
Asked him for some advice.
Yeah, but this has been a source of contention since 2013. And since they got their separation agreement in 2019, it does seem to have some impact on what is also driving this divorce.
Yeah, because it's one of those things where in 2013, if there are certain allegations about Epstein, and you know that there was a meeting, that Bill knew who Jeff Epstein was, and that they had met, and that Melinda had met them, and if in the marriage there was anything along the lines from Melinda as, that guy's creepy, I don't like him, whatever, and Bill was sticking up for him, right around the time that we're now learning that they made the agreement to dissolve their marriage, was around the same time that you know what starts hit the fan for Jeff Epstein, he's now back in jail, and I could see Melinda like, see? I told you we should have stayed away from that guy.
It's also possible that this is all done pre-trial of what's Epstein's assistant's name?
Maxwell.
It's all done pre-trial, but she may have some idea about some of the content Ms. Maxwell is prepared to reveal in court. It's possible. I'm not saying. Look, everybody from the London Sun to the New York Times has speculated. Why not us? But it certainly is possible, is it not?
Well, it could be. I mean, there could be some fear that there's going to be bad publicity coming out or something like that. But I don't know that it may go that far. Melinda just had a bad feeling about Epstein from day one and did not want him to be involved at all with Bill or Bill to be involved at all with him.
So here's the score. Here's where we're at right now. Bill and Melinda looks like they've got a little bit of work to do in the courts to get things squared away as far as the division of assets. And doesn't look like everything, all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed. It's the second time this hour. I won't use it again for the next 3 hours. As far as their division of assets is concerned. And we're going to follow this one to see how things shake out down the road, to see if any more information comes out. I mean, maybe the Jeff Epstein thing's a red herring and it just had nothing to do with it. But if it was an issue, I'm sure we'll read about it. And if it becomes one, we'll talk about it here on Radio Law Talk.
Yeah, my bet is it's going to be $100 million to each kid. Raised from $10 million.
I wouldn't be surprised, and I wonder if they would like a criminal defense attorney friend out of California.
And I wonder if they'll eventually reach the stage where they'll just say, okay, whatever, let's just get this done. Do you think after all of the things they have to wind and unwind to get this over with?
Well, look, Melinda has been trying to console herself while sailing on a private island to the tune of $100,000 a night. I don't know how she'll survive. So.
Well, you got to do what you got to do.
We're at the end of the first hour. Come back after this break for the second hour of Radio Law Talk. Thanks for joining us.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated. For 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.